Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for a job. I'm a hard worker. I set high goals. My motto is, if you want to win the lottery, you have to make the money to buy a ticket. So what do you say? I could start tomorrow, or even why not tonight?
No. I'm not hiring.
We're first! Go around! Get a shot inside the car!
Hey, back away!
I got it! I'm back!
Will this be on television?
Morning news. If it bleeds, it leaks.
Are you currently hiring? I'm starting a TV news business.
You, get back!
I film breaking stories. Maybe you saw my item this morning, your fatal carjacking.
No, I mean, I don't have a TV.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Is that a GPS?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're hired.
Okay. We're taking the next right.
Good, stupid!
Repeat the police. I will never ask you to do anything that I wouldn't do myself.
Ah, a movie about sociopaths in L.A. This is right up my alley. I felt so connected and at home watching this movie. Just the thought of seeing a sociopath in L.A. actually gives me kind of a hard on, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. For some reason, I was getting excited in this movie. People, we talking about Nightcrawler, which I accidentally got it mixed up with Nightwalker because I thought it was about dark black people or whatever that just walks the street at night or something like that. But that's neither here nor there. I'm talking about Nightcrawler, like I said. Got my man, one of my, I'm guaranteed now, he was already like definitely one of my favorite actors or whatever, but now he is one of the favorite actors on my top list. He's like in my top three at this point. We're talking about Jake Gyllenhaal, of course. Here we got a guy who, Louis Bloom, we meet. It opens up with him killing someone right off the bat, a cop or a security guard for that matter. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, Gyllenhaal's the bad guy in this movie. Got it. We kicking the high gate. Right, not only that, he's stealing a fence and he kills a security guard. So I was like, yep, he's the bad guy. And we see him try to sell it, obviously, because it almost as if like he's not trying to go back to the corporate world of office working. So he's trying to be an independent freelancer, if you will. But he's trying to go bigger than that by pretty much creating his own company. And what we get out of this is one day he's happened to pass by an accident that happens on a freeway. It looked like it was the 110, obviously, LA. So I'm going to remember some of these street names in here. Jake Gyllenhaal in LA. First in to watch now this. And he notices that a news crew pulls up and they record it. And he's talking about like, oh, my friend, mind you, Jake Gyllenhaal don't give two shits about what happened in this accident. He's just observing the camera crew and like, hey, so you guys get paid for this? It's going to be on the news. And they tell him, yeah, well, it's a hard business, but yeah, we get paid for this. So he decides to steal someone's bicycle, sell it for a camera and a police reporter. And he goes looking for crimes so he can sell it to any local news station. Once he finds out or whatever and he actually gets his first crime, he starts to, I guess the news reporter there who's played by, goddamn, what was the chick that played? I know she's married to the director, if I'm not mistaken. Jesus, I do not remember this chick's name now, for the life of me. Anyway, whatever. Fuck her, her name. It doesn't matter now. Rene Russo. Yeah, Rene Russo. She's in here. And I know she's married to the director, or they're dating or something like that, which is Dan Gilroy. Actually, this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is his debut, directorial debut, because he's mainly known for a writer or producer-wise. And I know Jake Gyllenhaal produced this as well, along with In Watch, two definitely my favorite movies. But if I'm not mistaken, Dan Gilroy wrote Real Steel, Born Legacy, I guess, Jesus Christ. This guy's a horrible writer. This guy's a really horrible writer. I mean, who would have thought the directorial debut, and he also wrote Nightcrawler as well. This is easily his fucking best film ever, because I know he wrote The Fall, which sucked. Born Legacy, if anything, the writing in it was the worst part. And Real Steel, if he wrote the story of that, I'm just like, okay. God, this guy is fucking horrible. Wow, so it's another one of those movies where worst writer ever or director or whatever comes in and puts his own take in it. So anyway, let's
pack up here. So Rene Russo, she pretty much tells him, like, hey, yo, get a better camera, do this better. And, like, he tells her, you know what? I'm a fast learner. I guarantee I'll learn this business. There's people like me that does things like this. And the best way of coming up in the world is if you know something, do it and do it better. And, you know, you kind of admire Jake Gyllenhaal's, not his performance, but as far as his methods of how he think and how things should be done. And you admire that because you just like, yeah, I actually agree with him completely. And then you see him do some more fucked up things or whatever. So, but let me go ahead and get to this plot synopsis. So he pretty much takes on the news media world of catching the crimes pretty much before the cops get there and exploiting the scenarios that happen and stuff like that, and exploiting the families and all that and stuff that goes on. Which I know a lot of people are saying, oh, that's despicable, but I think the best thing about this movie that it captures is that this world that Jake Gyllenhaal in, he may be the bad guy, but this was happening way before Jake Gyllenhaal was introduced in it. He's just a part of the problem now. He didn't start the problem. So I thought that was one of the best attributes of the movie, to be honest. So then Jake Gyllenhaal discovers a crime that pretty much puts the radio stations on edge. I mean, he's saying that, like, this is one of the, as a matter of fact, he's even withholding information from the police and stuff like that, and he boasts this crime up to be one of the biggest news catches of all time. Basically, this movie, and that's pretty much synopsis, this movie is a tour guide for sociopaths. It introduces a psychotic sociopath tour guide, which is Jake Gyllenhaal's character. Another great thing the movie does is you don't know. Well, it opens up with him doing something horrible, by the way. But he says the guy, and he even says in the movie when he's talking to Rene Russo's character, I didn't have the proper education, but the internet pretty much taught me, and I learned from that. And the way he speaks so properly and firm that he sounds like a genius almost. So he handles himself very well. So when every time he talks, it makes the most perfect sense ever, and it sounds reasonable to a sociable doubt. But then his actions are more fucked up, and you later find out, well, and then you pretty much open, but you later really find out that, wow, this is a movie about the villain, and I'm following the villain. It's not about that blue motherfucker with the tail that can teleport, Mystique's child or anything like that. No, this isn't X-Men, no. It really is a follow in the villain's footsteps of how things work, and the most creepiest part about it is I'm rooting for him. I thought that was one of the weirdest attributes. Every time he was in a scenario that was dangerous or something like that, even though I know he did something fucked up to get here or do it before that, it's just watching it. I think that's just because Jake Gyllenhaal, he brings out so much fucking charm that it's almost amazing. Bill Paxton plays in here as pretty much the guy that he first met when that introduced him to the bill. Well, not even introduced, just saw how he did it. And there's a scene where Bill Paxton gets gets to a plane wreck before he does, and Bill Paxton kind of mocks him about it. He's like, look, I told you this is the future, and now he's like, and I got another truck that's already in Carson. That's pretty much getting another scenario has happened. And Jake Gyllenhaal takes his non-plane wreckage footage. It was a plane wreck or whatever, and that's what every news media want, but he doesn't have that. He takes him a stabbing at a fucking food cart or something like that, and Rene Russo's pissed. She's yelling, I'm just saying what you promised me. So what he decides to do is he goes to Bill Paxton's house and pulls his brake lines out, and if I'm not mistaken, he did some other shit to his car too that I can't tell. They see, you know what, they're on the road driving, and they see Bill Paxton's truck ran into a wall, and this scene was so fucked up, and Jake Gyllenhaal, man, this is probably the best male performance I've seen this year. It outdoes what Jeremy Renner, I thought, did in Kill the Messenger. His reactions to everything are so emotionless. He's almost like a goddamn demon from hell or something like that, because he almost, it almost feels like he looks forward to seeing these people get injured or anything like that. This man is being carried out on a stretcher, bloodied up and stuff, and even his partner is like, don't film this, he's one of us. And then Jake Gyllenhaal straight up looks at him and says, not anymore. Puts his camera out on him and records the whole thing and puts it up on the news media. Like, there's no respect coming from Jake Gyllenhaal, because he doesn't understand what respect is or anything like that. Now, you know, and I don't even think it's necessarily that. There's, okay, people, there's a, I don't know the guy, maybe I can look him up. I don't know the guy that was in here. No, I don't. I think it was, I'm going to click on the guy. Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and click on this guy. I'm hoping it's him. I don't think it's him. No, it's not him. Okay, I don't know who this guy is then. There's a guy he hired. You see him in the trailer, who's pretty much living on the streets. Jake Gyllenhaal gives him a chance, an opportunity, or whatever. And they really do rise up. I mean, first, they're driving some beat-down Ford Fiesta or some shit like that. Next thing you know, they're in a goddamn Dodge Charger or whatever. So they worked their way up. They made it big. And this guy, this kid is just happy to work. Well, there's a scene where Jake Gyllenhaal is asking this kid to do something, like, pretty much against the law. It's like, look, take your camera over here, record this. I'm going to call the police. So they're, so pretty much a shootout can happen. He wants a shootout to happen. He wants people to get injured in this open place or something like that. And he wants them to film it. And his partner is just like, I'm not comfortable doing that. And I'm not getting out the car and stuff like that. And then Jake Gyllenhaal says, I ask you to do something. Just do it. And then his partner tells him, you can't ask someone to do something like that, and I think you just don't understand how people work or something like that. Jake Gyllenhaal responds to him by saying, I thought this was one of the most best, the best lines I've ever, as a matter of fact, the best line I've heard all year. He straight up told him, it's not that I don't understand people, it's just that I don't like people. Now, when I ask you to do something, do it. And that line pretty much summed up that whole character in a nutshell. When the moment he said that, I feared for that kid's life because I was just like, you either need to do this or you just need to get out of here and run away and don't ever come back to this. And it was just that mindset of how Jake Gyllenhaal's think. That line, because after all, you really think that he, at least, I don't know if it's just because, I think it's just because of Jake Gyllenhaal's charm, that you at least have a little shred of decency for him, because you'd be like, well, I guess he is trying to help people in a way. I mean, even if, you know, he's trying to rise up to the occasion himself by fucking over a couple of people. But then it's just that line and the way he delivered it. You can tell, honestly, he doesn't give a shit about nobody except himself. Honestly, this is, I hate to call this, man, but it's one of the best movies I've seen this year. I mean, this movie was fucking just mind-chilling. It really is a hardcore thriller. Some might even say a horror. You're really looking at the rise of a sociopath. But then when it gets to the ending, you don't really see a sociopath in a way. You see someone that's just striving in the world that's already been created, and he's just adding to it. So it's definitely one of those things where you're following a madman on the rise here. But it's like, oh, how can you exploit these news medias or this death or something like that? It's just like, well, you people watch it. And he brings up another, there's a lot of great lines in this film. I can't remember them all the way through, but there was a line where, you know, Rene Russo is the director of this news station, and she has a person she works with as well, a partner, and he's just saying, is this illegal? How can you put this up on air or anything like that? And she's just like, run it. It'll get the ratings boosted. And Jake Gyllenhaal tells her, it's just like, you need me, because if you don't have this killing or something like that, your ratings will go down, you'll get fired. And the thing is, Rene Russo is almost just a complete, she's on a, they're almost the same coin, if anything, you know, opposite sides of the coin. Only thing is difference is Rene Russo later finds out that, wow, he's illegally worse than I am. Because if people can look at this movie and go, Jake Gyllenhaal's a bad guy, he's horrible for doing this, whatever. But I'm going to tell you this right now, how many people were lined up watching the news to see what gore and guts that he could show or something like that? The rating, the thing is, people, it's almost like the best way to describe Transformers. People talk shit about Michael Bay and Transformers. Matter of fact, they talk shit about Michael Bay more than anything. How come all of his fucking movies, whether he's producing or on this shit, makes almost over $100 million, guaranteed? You people sit up here and talk shit about him, but yet his movies make, they're even hitting box office, breaking box office records, or they're fucking dominating the summer or something like that. It's always doing something incredible. And this movie has a good satire behind it to show you that this may be disgusting what I'm doing, but you people all give into it, and you still love it no matter what. even in the back of your mind, even if you're saying up front that you don't like this, in the back of your mind, you love it because you're still watching it and tuning into it. Jake Gyllenhaal's performance, I thought was incredible. I'm going to go ahead and say, in The Watch, I thought he was great in it. I thought that was one of his best performances. But Nightcrawler, I didn't think this would be possible. But Nightcrawler knocks his performance out of In The Watch out of the fucking bag. The emotions on his face are just fucking priceless. You can't tell. And I thought that line between him and his partner, I thought the partner was a great addition to add to the film. It's a shame I can't remember his fucking name, actually, but you see him in the trailer. He was a great addition to add to the film for the simple fact that he really shows that humanity side of Jake Gyllenhaal's character. Even though he's not given really much to do, but he is the nicer out of the two that they when they hang out. And you can see he brings up a lot of questions that Jake Gyllenhaal where he's like, okay, this is what's wrong with him. And then finally getting that line out of him saying, it's not that I don't understand people, it's just that I don't like them. To get that line out of him and to hear that, you're damn near on the edge of your seat just saying, okay, this guy is crazy and you need to stay away from him. So we find out that there's a drug shootout, which they don't know. They think it's a home invasion, beautiful house. Jake Gyllenhaal gets there before the cops, and he records everything. The gun, the blood drops. I mean, he even went into a baby's room, and you thought that they murdered a baby or something like that, but obviously the baby wasn't there, and they showed it. There's a dead woman on the bedroom. There's a dead woman on the couch. There's a dead man who was still alive, mind you, laying in the kitchen. But Jake Gyllenhaal didn't call in or nothing like that. He just left them there and filmed it, but he cut it out of the video. That's how another fucked up thing he did. He's got evidence because he's got the killers, the shooters. He's got their face and he's got their license plate. And instead of turning into the police when they confront him about it, what he does is say, I don't have it, and I made you a copy of the tape already if you'd like to watch. So what he does is he tracks these guys down, waits for them. He tells his partner, I'm going to wait for them to get into a public, a nice quiet place where they won't cause any harm, and then I'll call the police on them and we can collect the reward. No. That's not his plan at all. And this was so fucked up too, man. This was fucked up. I love the style of this film. It has like a neo-noir type feel to it and whatever. And the shots of LA are just fucking gorgeous. I mean, this was like, God, I'm trying to think of a movie. It's like taking Drive and mixing it with Kavinsky, even though Kavinsky did the soundtrack for that film or whatever. It's like taking, like, I'm not crazy about Drive, but I thought this was 20 times much more better than Drive. I was like, this added what Drive needed, and it was that good. I guess it's because of the actors alone. But to get back to this crime scene, so he sees that the guys go to a restaurant, crowded place. About Jake John even said, I count about 8 people in there. I'm just like, yeah, that's actually sad that you actually counted these people in here. And he tells his partner, look, I'm going to call the cops right here. They have a gun on them. And he's like, why would you call them in here? If the cops confront them in there, they're going to open fire on them. He's just like, well, we just need to hurry up and do this. Which, this was Jake Gyllenhaal's plan in the first place. More bloodshed equals more ratings and catch it on camera first. Not only do they call the cops on these guys, but these guys open fire. 2 officers went down, actually, a couple of officers went down, forgot, because after this whole shootout, one of them gets away in this most beautiful shot car chase scene I have ever seen. I mean, I thought the inside of the Raid was good. I mean, this is up there, if not better than with the Raid scene. Well, the Raid didn't really show that much outside of the car. It showed more inside of it. This took me back. I've seen about 2 good car chase scenes. I mean, there were Let Me In had a beautiful POV shot of a car scene, and then The Raid 2 also had a beautiful POV shot. It's a goddamn, in Rush 2, it's a goddamn shame that I'm seeing scenes like that, and Fast and Furious still can't get a goddamn car chase scene correct or right at this. But, and Jake Gyllenhaal's riding up his ass or whatever, and this guy gets taken out, obviously running into a cop car and blowing up, well not blowing up, but pretty much flipping his car over. Jake Gyllenhaal goes check out the body. He straight up, I kid you not, people, this is movie spoiling this part right here. This is the most fucked up scene I've seen or whatever. But he straight up sees that the guy that was in the car, or the shooter, was still alive, lies to his partner and says, oh, he's dead. Come film this real quick so you can get some experience. Jake Gyllenhaal hides behind the other the cop car and films it. And then his partner sees that the guy's still alive. And he looks at Jake Gyllenhaal and the guy opens fires on his partner. And then he tells his partner straight up as he's dying or whatever. Because the shooter, he gets away. Well, he doesn't get away. The other cops come up and they meet him halfway down the street or whatever. And they open fire on his ass, whatever. And he tells his partner, because his partner's saying, you did this. And I was just looking at Jake Gyllenhaal when I was just like, he set his fucking partner up because of that conversation that they had before this whole thing broke out. And the emotion on Jake Gyllenhaal's face is just, I just terminated you. This is your fault and you caused this. And he tells his partner pretty much that, you were threatened to run out on my company. I couldn't have weak people like you, so I had to eliminate you either way possible because you were causing harm to my company. And he says that with a straight face, records his death, and then takes it to the news. I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. Now, obviously, he cuts out all the dialogue shit that happened or whatever, but this dude is a fucking vulture, like to say the least. Even Rene Russo's character, he pretty much threatens her. Not even threaten her. He cons her. This man is a con artist. He cons her by saying, look, I need a woman of your pretty much the same person. He likes her because they're pretty much the same person at the same time. But she's just like, I'm older than you. I don't date people on her. And he's just like, look here. I get some of the best shots you'll ever have or whatever. Some of these crime scenes and stuff like that. You need me. He's like, I've done research on you. I've noticed that every 2 years you always get fired from news stations because you don't ever bring in enough hits and stuff like that. And your 2 years is coming up. So what I'm saying is you will give me certain kinds of pleasures back at your apartment, you fucking whore. Or I will just take my news clips into another station and make you go down the drain or whatever. And he's like, and she's just like, are you fucking blackmailing me? He's just like, it's not a blackmailing. It's a proposition. And I'm making you part of this proposition. You don't really have to do it, but it's your choice at this moment. I was just sitting here. It is the most creepiest yet beautiful restaurant scene I've ever seen him do. Well, anyone do here. I was just like, this dude is a fucking boss. He has all of his fucking plans. I mean, he's damn near a goddamn sociopath genius. And kid you not, people, after this shootout, he takes this to the news station, stuff like that. He gets paid big time bucks. This movie ends with him, the bad guy I've been telling you about. It ends with him hiring three more people, getting two trucks, and a better production equipment. It ends with him winning, pretty much. It ends with him, his company, getting bigger than what it was. It ends with his company dominating the other competition and outlasting everything that has happened in this film. That means all the consequences that came his way, he's overcome them. The police, stuff like that. There was a beautiful shot scene where he was interrogated, and you see this in the trailer too, where the officer leaves the room, and I remember asking myself, why is the camera still lingering on him? Because you see it from the camera's point of view. And you're wondering, like, why is the camera's point of view? And it's like, oh, it's to show you how fucking crazy this guy is. Because he's still conversating with himself and waving at the camera and pretty much saying he did nothing wrong. The thing that makes Jake Gyllenhaal's character so fucking deep and immersed in this world is that he's immersed into this character. He's putting everything into it and delivering with it. And plus, Jake Gyllenhaal's got a creepy fucking face anyway, whatever. So, you know, he's selling this already. Man, if I have to get into final thoughts, like I said, I love the neo-noir style set. I love that kind of filmmaking or whatever. It's that kind of cinematography just blows me away. And people, you could see it in me and Cody's artwork for the new movie Spoilers, whatever. I love that kind of style. Obviously, I love L.A. I mean, there's no getting around it. So any film that's set in that, that's always a plus. And to take something and make it something so gruesome, make it more beautiful. Jake Gyllenhaal's performance. Man, give that man an Oscar this year. I'm calling it right now. Nightcrawler, definitely. This is getting a high C from me. It's easily one of my favorite films of the year right now. And I got a lot, but this one right here pretty much just nailed it as like hitting it as my favorite. I literally have no complaints of the film. I thought the pacing was great of it. The cinematography was beautiful. Everything that's technical about the film is great. The acting on it is damn near... You know, no. The acting in here is fucking phenomenal. It is fucking phenomenal, to say the least. Jake Gyllenhaal fucking hit the bar and kept hitting it. And that's one of the best things about Jake Gyllenhaal. He's a man that can star in a big budget leading man role in here. But he's not afraid to take these little indie films like this and blow it into something huge. I only thing I got to say is, Jake, hey man, when can I work for you? I will do whatever fucked up thing you need me to do, because like you said in this movie, just do what I say and everything will be okay. You know, that's the new movie spoilers motto for everybody. So Cody, see all y'all motherfuckers, better do what I say and you will be alright.
Excuse me, I have something you'll be very excited about.
You have a good eye. I want you to contact me when you have something.
Something like this.
Think of our newscast as a screaming woman running down the street with her throat cut.
You will be seeing me again.
8 unit, residential 211.
A home invasion.
You gotta call the cops.
And we will, at the right time.
But I don't know.
Find the person that drove that car.
Start filming.
I'm Detective Fonieri.
I think you withheld information.
That would be a very unprofessional thing for me to do.
It would be murder.
I want what you promised me. I want something people can't turn away from.
911, what's your emergency?
I think Lou is inspiring all of us to reach a little higher.